The Lakewood Theater has been an institution in East Dallas since 1938, and its owners are looking for new tenants. Some folks worry the iconic space, filled with a single movie screen, murals, and a grand carved staircase, could be drastically changed. As I report, the Dallas Landmark Commission met yesterday to consider giving the theater a landmark designation. 100 enthusiastic Lakewood Theater fans crowded into Dallas City Hall. And throughout the discussion about landmark status, there wasn't a whole lot of drama.
Motion carries unanimously.
Some backstory. The Lakewood Theater was built in the 1930s as a movie house. Inside its doors are intricate wood carvings and murals of swashbuckling sword fighters and even Popeye. More recently, the Lakewood hosted things like the Rocky Horror Picture Show and burlesque performances. That is, until January, when its lease expired and its doors shut. Worried locals jumped into action last month when workers removed scores of antique theater seats and left them in a huge dumpster.
Everybody wants these, take them.
The building's owners said it was all part of asbestos removal. One of the speakers Tuesday spent time on that big screen. Actor Burton Gilliam, you might know him from Blazing Saddles or Back to the Future, is as old as the theater. The 77-year-old says when he was a kid, he'd bike 3-5 miles down the road to see picture shows there.
Too many places in the East Dallas area, especially movie theaters, have gone by the wayside. I don't want to see that happen to the Lakewood Theater.
Former city council member Valletta Forsyth Lill also argued for a landmark status.
The owner has said he does not intend to take down this icon. I have no doubt that he believes that today, but tomorrow can bring a new owner and a new plan.
One of the current owners, Craig Kinney, took the podium to respond to his critics.
So I'm pleased everybody's here today so they can hear it straight from me, that there's no mistake. We understand the Lakewood neighborhood has a love affair with the Lakewood Theater, and we share it.
Kinney says he wants the landmark designation process to move as quickly as possible, ideally in 6 months. He says he and his partners will likely spend more than $1.5 million to revitalize the space, and that he'll hire a preservation architect and will work with the city on the plans. After the vote, Amanda Daigle says she felt relieved. She and her fiancé performed there for years.
It was home for me. It was, I met my fiancé there. Just so much of my life was at the Lakewood, so I needed to see it survive.
For many folks, preserving Lakewood Theater isn't just about the architecture. It's about what happened on screen and off. Kat Chow, KERA News.